Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. Oh, sing it now. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. One more time. Yes, Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. Yes, You are, Lord. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Hallelujah. Yes, You are, Lord. You're welcome in this place. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Praise the Lord. We actually had a wonderful, wonderful time here last night. Brother Homer opened his mouth and the Lord gave him great things to tell us last night. Woke me up. Just by the grace of God this morning, I've got a new appreciation for what I'm a part of. Don't want to let this message get stale. Don't want to let it get old. Don't want to forget where we've been brought from to where we've been brought to. God has done us the greatest thing in your life that could ever happen is when He opened your eyes to see what you're seeing right now. That's the truth. Somebody may have won a jackpot lottery last night. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. What they won, if anybody did, can't touch what God has done for you and me. Because we got a hope that's totally out of this world. Aren't you glad about it this morning? Somebody say praise the Lord. Now give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. If you didn't get to be here last night, you certainly missed a good time. We're glad you're here today. Praise the Lord for all of you that are here. It's good to see you. Glad you're in the house of the Lord. We've come to have church today. We've not come to just occupy a place in that pew that you're sitting on, but we've come to have church. You put your shoulder to the wheel, help create a real good atmosphere. We'll have some real church here today. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Turn around and shake hands with your neighbor. Tell him it's good to see him in church today. Play some more of that if you will, guys. Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Of mercy and grace, oh, Thou art welcome. We'll sing it one more time. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. Thou art welcome in this place, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Oh, you're welcome in this place. I want you to sing it again with all your heart. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. If you need it, sing it. Thou art welcome. Omnipotent. Amen. Just remain standing with me for a few minutes. We don't have that many prayer requests. Now, a lot of you wonder why I have you shake hands and be friendly and greet somebody. You never know when that's going to be the last time you'll ever shake that person's hand. And ain't nothing wrong with being friendly. There's a lot wrong with being stuck up and self-centered. But there ain't nothing wrong with being friendly. The Hicksons has this prayer request as Brother Lawson gets ready to lead us to the Lord in prayer this morning. A friend's mother was told her lungs were full of cancer. Night before last, she coated red. Please remember the family in prayer as we are believing for a miracle. So we want to commit that need unto the Lord today. Sister Clara Davis says, I will be having knee surgery tomorrow. And because of other health problems, I have been considered high risk. But I know that with my church family praying, God will be faithful and restore my health. Thank you. I appreciate all of you. So we're going to be praying for Sister Clara as she goes through this knee surgery, that the Lord will just be with her. Sister Boone sends this in. Brother Sam Clark called and asked for prayers for him and Sister Gail. They miss church so much. Please pray for me that I'll continue to recover from my fall. We certainly appreciate Sister Boone and Brother Sam, Sister Gail. Just want to continue to pray for them. Also, Brother Tracy, remember him in prayer. Sister Michelle Swafford says, please pray for my dad, Gary Manuel. He had blood work done on Thursday to see if the cancer is staying away. Please pray that my dad's complete healing from this cancer, that he will find out the results this coming Thursday. Also remember Bob Bridges for cancer, Debbie Spiegel for cancer, Fantasia Garland, salvation and problems that she deals with. My niece, Penelope Luna, for her kidneys. My grandmother, May Manuel, for heart condition. So all these needs, we just commit them unto the Lord today and ask God to be mindful. Continue to pray for Brother Tracy. We'll remember him in prayer as we pray that the Lord would just give him health enough to be in the house of the Lord. I want to pray for Robert Johns and family, his cancer in the lymph nodes and liver. Also for a woman at Walmart. Her two sisters are in the Philippines. Cannot make contact with them. And I did hear on the news this morning that 10,000 and possibly even more have been killed in that terrible storm in the Philippines. So we certainly want to pray for that part of the world, that the Lord would just be mindful and spare those that he sees fit to. We know that we're serving a God that's got it all in control. We can't control nature, but God's got it all in control. Amen. So we'll remember these prayer requests. If you have an unspoken prayer request this morning, something you'd like for this group to pray about, we just committed it all unto the Lord. Brother Lawson, come this morning. I appreciate this little young man right here. The Lord has brought him a mighty, mighty long ways. Amen. I love you, buddy.
Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to come together again, united under your word, just be able to worship you in truth. We love you for the fact that you're just so mindful of us, Lord, be able to just come together and just be able to ask you these things in your name, that we know that that you have our best interests in your heart. We ask, Lord, that you're just with the with the area of the storm, Lord, all those people that lost their lives. We just pray that you're just with those that were affected, Lord. We pray that you just receive their souls, Lord. We pray, Lord, that the people that the request that they had problems in their body, Lord, people that just have the pain and people that are going through all these pain in their bodies, Lord, and the things that they're going through surgery, Lord. We pray that you're just mindful of them, that you just, we know that you're our healer, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just ask that in your name that you just touch these people, give them a healing touch. Lord, these unspoken requests, Lord, we pray that you just with them as well. You know the hearts of all the saints here, and we pray that you just put them according to your will.
Yes.
Pray that you just bless this service today, Lord. May you bless Brother Homer, and that he just, whatever you put on his heart, Lord, may you just anoint him to be able to get out of the way. You just be able to speak to us. May you anoint us that we'll be able to get out of the way and be able to pull on that gift, Lord.
Yes.
We'll be able to just see your will be done in this place. May you have the most high seat, Lord. We'll be able to give you all the praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give as unto the Lord. If you're visiting today with us in this service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you. All those from around the world that stream in this service, may God richly bless our brothers and sisters as well. Brother Mike Howell is here with us this morning. He came up with Brother Homer. Brother Mike, God bless you. Glad to have you in the service with us this morning. Certainly appreciate your loyalty to Brother Homer. Let me make this announcement. The Sunday school classes will be putting together Operation Christmas Child Boxes this year. We would like each child to bring an item or items to help fill up a shoebox according to your child's age group. Any donation, however, would be appreciated. Items need to be turned in by November the 23rd. They can be brought to the classrooms, or a box will be set up in the fellowship hall. More information regarding acceptable items is available on the bulletin board in the lobby. For any questions, see Brother Michael Bailey. The Sunday school children have received pamphlets to bring home. Anyone is welcome to participate, so remember that. Just something for the children to be a part of, a blessing to somebody that they may not even ever see on this side. But remember those announcements, if you will. And tomorrow, I'm going to let you be seated just for a second. Then we'll stand and sing a song. But tomorrow, as we celebrate Veterans Day, and just as a community, civil-minded people, we know that we're not of this world. We don't fit in with society as it is known today, but we're in this world. But I have a brand new appreciation when I see a veteran, somebody that served for our country. The Lord has given me, and I hope He's given us all, a new appreciation for that man or for that woman that has given their time to protect our freedom. And I appreciate that with all of my heart. This time, I'd like for all of our veterans to stand, if you would. All of you stand. Brother Charlie, come up here just a second. Come here just 1 second. Real quick. All of our veterans, would you just stand to your feet? As far as I know, As far as I know, this is the only person in our assembly. He's celebrating his 91st birthday just recently, and he was a prisoner of war. And the Lord wasn't done with Brother Charlie, but He spared him to be a part of Happy Valley's local assembly.
There's so many things I can say, but I love the word predestination in the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Because He says by Jesus Christ, we are predestinated to Himself.
Amen.
To that means we're little gods. And my life has been predestinated by God. I've always been blessed. Fortunate enough to be blessed all my life. And there's so many things I can say. What I went through during the war, and I'm writing a chapter of my life in that, in a book, and I hope you read it. It's tremendous what the Lord has done, not only for myself, but for very many. Nothing is impossible for our Lord.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Nothing. There's two prayers I've been praying about every day for the Lord, and I continue to claim them to make me very happy. It does. And I'm just happy to be a Christian.
Amen.
This is the happiest place to be in this world.
That's
right,
right
here.
Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's give all of our veterans, give them a nice hand if you will. The Lord. Let's sing a song this morning. How great is our God. He put us together for a reason. Now let's love each other while we're here. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Sing with everything you got. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great. Oh, sing it to him, church.
Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more big hand. Have a praise. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. We sang it last night twice. Let's sing it again this morning, because it ain't nothing but the truth. It gets sweeter. The older I get, the sweeter it gets. Amen. Is that your testimony? Not some old stale, watered-down gospel you have to dread to come to church, and you know the preacher's going to talk 10 minutes and tell you how good you are. We get a true word of God every time we come into this place. Aren't you glad about it? Do you appreciate it with all your heart? Well, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. Well, His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Lord, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. Well, His love is richer, it's deeper, it's fuller, it's sweeter. Oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. The more I trust Him, the more I love Him, nothing good for me He'll deny. The longer I know Him, the better I can show Him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Lord, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Yes, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, it's deeper, it's fuller, it's sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by.
Brother, I appreciate those patriotic images on the screen when we came in this morning. And Veterans Day coming up in my hometown. We have an old soldiers reunion parade that the family plays for a lot. And you see the guys getting together and wearing their uniforms and bringing back old memories. And it's a beautiful thing. And we appreciate all the veterans that are here with us this morning. Amen. And I want us to know that each and every one of us is a soldier of the cross. We're campaigning in a foreign land. And we're armored as such. If there's a dress code in the Bible, it's Ephesians 6. The armor of God. This is a song I wrote for my granddad. You know, we're not waging a war against flesh and blood. We're waging it against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But this song is for you, but it's also for all those soldiers that have taken off that armor, put it on the banks of that cold river. Campaign is over. They've crossed that cold river to a green country where they're greeted by their companions and see their captain face to face. This is the old soldier's reunion. How fondly he remembers when he first heard the call of the captain for to beckon him to war. With Christ to ride before him, how swift the long years passed. Now the soldier kneels beside a lonely shore, where eyes that once were clear and bright and could hold you with their gaze close at last against the night, till they open in the company of friends to behold the captain's face. Will you meet me at the old soldiers' reunion by and by, or when Jesus comes in glory, will you join me in the sky? Will you show courage in the fight? Will you be not afraid to die? Then will you meet me at the old soldiers' reunion by and by? The tired and weary soldier lay down his arms in rank. He cast aside his articles of war. Then he stepped into the river, left his armor on the bank. Where he's going, he won't need it anymore. Where eyes that fire and death have seen, and the trench has overthrown, gaze at last on meadows green, as he hears his captain softly say, "Oh, my soldier, welcome home." Will you meet me at the old soldiers' reunion by and by? When Jesus comes in glory, will you join me by and by? Will you show courage in the fight? Will you be not afraid to die? Then will you meet me at the old soldiers' reunion by and by? Will you show courage in the fight? Will you be not afraid to die? Then will you meet me at the old soldiers' reunion by and by?
Let's stand this morning, if you will. It's time to go on into the service. Brother Donnie will be coming to introduce our speaker to us. No stranger to us. We just love Brother Homer, don't we? Appreciate his ministry, what he means to our assembly. And appreciate his honesty. He even said sometimes when Brother Donnie's not preaching, I don't turn it on. I don't know if I'd have said that or not. He's honest anyway. Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be a Christian? Are you glad God loves you? Are you glad He's done for you what He has? Amen. Let's just continue that little chorus. It gets sweeter as the days go by, as our pastor comes. We appreciate our pastor too, don't we? Amen. Well, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Well, it gets sweeter as the moments fly. Well, His love is richer, it's deeper, it's fuller, it's sweeter, oh, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Deeper, fuller, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God we have that kind of Savior and Lord. That He can become sweeter and sweeter. How many of y'all been serving the Lord for at least 10 years? 20? 30, 40, over 40, over 40 years. And y'all still love Him.
Amen.
Means more to you now than ever before. That's the kind of relationship we want to present to sinners, to show that Jesus is not as boring God that's so demanding and so demanding, but a Lord that is so wonderful and so loving. Amen. It's good to be together today in the presence of the Lord. And I want to invite Brother Homer to come. As Brother Louis already said, he's certainly no stranger to us. We certainly appreciate our brother. Appreciate the friendship that we've had with Brother Homer over the years. And appreciate the word of God that comes out through these men's lips. I believe that God wants the ministers to truly be oracles of God. When God calls a man, he gives him an administration. That administration is a very peculiar thing. What Paul calls a stewardship. Okineos. A stewardship. It was a slave that was chosen by a man, and he would give to this slave, a steward, charge of his household. This man would delegate to pay bills, to do this, to do that, to do that. That's what a real ministry is. It's not something that makes an idol out of the man. He's a servant and a slave. God gives him revelation. God gives him mystery. God gives him faith. God gives him all this allocation of so much stuff about the word. Then that man has the proper understanding to be able to balance it out. You preach so much grace, you get the church lopsided. You preach so much legalism, you get the church lopsided. You preach so much predestination, they live in a way they want to live. You preach so much legalism, they begin to depend upon the works and don't depend upon grace. And why people want to be a preacher. Thank God for God called men, don't we? Amen. Let's sing together. Well, he's already here, but we'll sing anyway. Let's sing this song together again. We just so appreciate it. Sweeter as the day days goes by. Amen. We would ask Brother Homer to sing a special, but I wouldn't want to run you all off. I'm his pastor, remember, I can say that. It gets sweeter as the days go by. It's sweeter, yes, Lord, as the moments fly.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that. Where'd all these people come from? Y'all wasn't here last night. I got an email this morning that said, Donnie Reagan ain't my pastor. I said, well, he was mine. He was joking, though, you know, just joking, isn't it? Amen. And so, remember I said last night, Brother Reagan's my pastor, you know, and so, amen. We appreciate Brother Donnie. I appreciate him. Amen. And I love him. And Lord, just been, give us good favor with one another tonight. Amen. And so, I appreciate that. Everybody needs a friend. Even Donnie needed one. Amen. Oh, my. It certainly was good to be with you last night, and I trust that maybe the Lord spoke something, you know, to maybe help somebody, you know. And you know, certainly, you know, that's all we want to do anyhow, is to help. Not to hurt, but, you know, if a word hurts, then it just hurts, you know. So, but anyhow, this morning I get a little strange thought upon my heart. And I wanted you to look with me in Genesis chapter 1. And I want to take a thought this morning on what are y'all doing? Oh, I thought y'all was coming, you know, getting, in case I said something wrong. I want to take a thought this morning on, we wasn't created to be average. So don't look at me and think, you know, if I'm not average, I wasn't created to be average. Amen. Genesis chapter 1. I want to look at, if you would, in verse number 26. The Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish and over the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish and over the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. Let's pray. Father, certainly an honor to be here this morning, Father, with your children. And I thank you, Lord God, that we have been allowed to stand before the purchased power of the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are still the most precious thing that ever happened to us, Lord. And God, we can never praise you enough. We can never thank you enough. We can never say enough, Father God and Lord, in behalf of what you really mean to us, Father. And Lord, this morning I pray, Father, that you would just do something special for your children. And Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would help us, Lord, that we might be the kind of people you had created us to be, Father. And Lord, this morning I just ask you that you would have your way in the service. And Lord, lead us this morning. Guide us, Father. And Lord, and most of all, forgive us, Lord, of our slothfulness and our shortcomings. Lord, I just pray. Lord, bless the church here, Father. Bless the church at home this morning, Father. We be careful to love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning, and maybe if I could just take that thought, and I want to look at that this morning by the help of the Lord, and see if the Lord will help us. And I was thinking on this, and I thought, Lord, we wasn't created to be just average. Because if we was created, man, in his own likeness, then he was just not an average person. Amen. He's just not an average person this morning. God's not an average person. Amen. He's just not like you and I sitting out here this morning. Amen. So then if he created us, amen, into that kind of image this morning, we're just not an average person. Amen. Amen. And so whatever we are, whatever he is, amen, that's what we're supposed to be. And if you remember, Brother Branham made a comment, amen, on that day at Calvary. Brother Branham said, I was born to be a son of God. Is that right? I was born to be that kind of son. Amen. And so if I was born, amen, to be that kind of son, then somewhere I'm going to produce that kind of son. Amen. And then church, amen, no wonder, amen, the world, amen, don't have much to do with you because you're not an average person. Amen. You're not an average. You're so different from everything else. Amen. Amen. You're so different, amen, from, amen, to your own self. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And I thought this morning, amen, and I said, because what kind of blood runs in me is absolutely champion blood. That's the reason I'm an overcomer this morning. Amen. I don't have that other kind of blood in me. And you say, but I look at you, Brother Homer. Amen. Don't look at me. You already saw me, so don't look at me this morning. Amen. So look, amen, at what's actually being produced behind the veil, if you would. Amen. There's not an average person in here this morning. Amen. He said you've been created in the likeness of God. Amen. You're created that way. He created the heavens and the earth. He created you, amen, to be above average. When you go to town, you're above average of anybody there. But you got to think of that. Amen. You got to live according to that. Amen. When Jesus was on the face of the earth, he was above average of everybody else. Amen. He wasn't an average person walking down the street. I don't care what the people called him. Beelzebub and all of that. He was not, amen, an average person. Amen. You didn't find the devil calling him Beelzebub. Huh? No, the devil wouldn't call him that at all. Why? Because he knew who he was. Amen. He knew that that man was above average. There's no man ever walked the face of the earth like this man. Come on, loosen up, people. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. I know, amen. You think, well, my, amen. How can I put myself there? You don't put yourself there. God puts you there. You can't make yourself, amen, this kind of person. Huh? Amen. Do you realize, there, amen, there shouldn't have been a barren person, amen, on the face of the earth? Why? He said, multiply, replenish. But Satan comes in, amen, and he causes, amen, people not to be able to multiply. But you were supposed to. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the bloodline that runs through you, amen, it's not a Reagan blood. It's not a Longoria blood. It's the very blood of God. Because you can't have, amen, if you have his life, then you're above average. Because there's people has a baptism on their flesh. They're, amen, they're not above average people. They're not above average people. But there's a people here this morning that's above average. Amen. Some of you look strange. You know what? That comes, you know what I'm talking about, Jerry. Amen. You know, you look strange. You act strange. I was going to ask Brother Donnie if I could say this, amen, about him this morning. He was telling me something the other night. Amen. And you don't know what I'm going to say, but would you just nod your head yes? Don't take his picture, son. He's frowning. But you know, Brother Donnie said the other day he was kind of put down as a boy. Right? Well, you can't do this and you can't do that. But he said, my daddy could do this and he could do that. Then why would it be such a mystery if Donnie can't do that and do that and do that? Because why? That was the blood of him. Huh? So what his daddy could do, he could double it. Are you with me now? Amen. Amen. So you say, well, amen. No, well, I don't know. Amen. To your daddy, you look like, you know, you can't do nothing. But see, he could do it. He could do it. And you say, well, I can't do nothing. But I want to encourage you this morning. The bloodline that runs through me, I can do all things. I can do all things. I just need his strength. I just need his encouragement. Because you know why, church? If he's not average, then I'm not average. If I'm of his blood, amen, then whatever he is, I can do that too. He only allows me to do so much in the age that I live in. I heard Brother Donnie say something about predestination. You ever really saw predestination like God sees predestination? You know, Brother Branham says it like this. You remember the maniac from Gadara? Okay? Now, Brother Branham says, I want to show you some real predestination. Brother Branham said, now this is a maniac. Huh? Nod your head, somebody. Okay? Now this is a real maniac. But Brother Branham said his soul was crying out. So I want to show you real predestination. Amen. So we think, oh my, I see this. But has your soul cried out? His soul was crying out. He was crazy as a Betsy bug. Amen. But his soul was crying out. And
amen, by his soul crying out, it caused Jesus to cross a stormy sea to get to where he was. Why? Because this man, they think he's a maniac, but he's above average. Oh, you know, we bounce around on predestination and all of that. Amen. I see predestination a whole different light when your soul cries out. Amen. You see, people, they'll just change churches. They're looking for something. You know what? Amen. How long has your inner man been crying out? Jesus said, I must go. I've got to cross. Amen. I've got to cross this stormy sea. Amen. Why? There's a soul crying. Amen. There's a soul crying out. Amen. Come on, church. You can't leave this message when your soul cried out. Amen. That's what's the matter today. Amen. People leave it. Amen. And everything. And say it ain't nothing to it. And there was no cry inside. Hello? Amen. There wasn't no cry on the inside of you. Listen, church, I never went to none of Brother Ram's meetings. I didn't even care if he was on the face of the earth. My wife's folks started following Brother Ram in 62. I thought they was a loony bird. Well, you know how you feel about your in-laws, anyhow. But you know what? I wouldn't go farther because of them.
Amen. Right.
Hello? You know, you disagree with them, start with. But you know what? Something down in here started crying out. Something down in here, amen, pointed me to this. I don't blame nobody. You know who I blame for being in this message? I blame God. I didn't want this thing. I didn't want this thing. God wanted this thing. Amen. God had to, amen, he had to have me. He had to have me. If he didn't have me, he wouldn't have been complete. All you good people out there, I never was a good person. My folks will tell you I wasn't a good person. But God said, that's the one that I said is going to be mine. He's going to be above average. There's nobody can be like him. Come on, church. There ain't nobody can be like you. Huh? God said, I'm going to create you in my image. Huh? Then if you are that in that image, then you're above average this morning. Say amen. You know, this message, I was telling Brother Donnie last night, you hear so many revelated preachers. For what? I told Brother Donnie last night, I said, Brother Branham said, 1965, he said, I see nothing left but the readiness of the church. So you just waste your time trying to find a whole lot of little bitty things. Now it's time to get ready. I thought when the prophet of God said, that soul of that maniac, even when Jesus come on board, amen, after he was coming to him, he runs out there. He falls down before him. He says, why are you going to torment me before our time? Right? That's your Bible anyhow. Amen. He said, look, amen, I've got a hold of this man. But God said, right beyond that is a man above average. Right under that demon possession, like you was, like I was, right under that, amen, is a man that's above average. There's not gonna be a man like him. He's got a, hey man, he's gonna be a man that I can't hardly shake off. When everybody else was calling him Beelzebub, this guy was trying to hang on to him. Jesus had to tell him, go on to your house. Get on back down and tell somebody else, hey man, you don't have to tell me. I done this. What was it? Two times, amen. This man was above average. He lived in the cemetery. Huh? He would run out and try to hurt the people. But I see a man coming. I remember that man. I saw, amen, at my darkest hour. Amen. I was bound, not in the cemetery, but by the demons that was bound that he had been bound by. And one day God walked into me and he said, he's above average. He's just not a Longoria. He's above average. He's of my blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I was in England and we went to the Queen's house. Couldn't get in though. We was at the bars and the gates. You know, she was there, half mass. And she said to her, Miss Queen, if you'd open that gate, you ain't saw what's out there at this gate. I'm a man above average. You think you're royalty, you ain't got nothing on me. Oh, you gotta be protected, amen. Amen, by bars and guns and all that. I'm protected by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the word of God. I got a protection, amen, that the world don't have. Amen, I can't worry about Obamacare. I worry about if God cares. Somebody said, what are we going to do? I said, if God made a Goshen for them, he'll make a rapture for me. Oh, what are we going to do? My God, you realize they cut the food stamps? That's bad for the people that needs it. Jesus said, I got food you know not of. David said, I was young, now I'm old. I never see the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. You're above average people. God's got to take care of you. You know, you get all uptight for nothing. You said, but you don't realize I got children, all that. Hey man, don't you think God didn't know that? I told somebody, I said, don't blame old Bummer. I said, he didn't make all these laws. He just opened the door for it. Somebody had to come along and open the door. It already progressed since 56. I heard Brother Bram say last night, night before last, amen. He said, look, amen, what's happened? Same-sex marriage. Brother Bram said, a man kiss a man in the mouth, make him vomit. There ought to be a trail of puke from one end to the other. Huh? I'm on church. Brother Bram said, make a man a real man. Hey man, if that pervert, hey man, he could probably kiss on anything. Hallelujah. Is that all right? But I've got royal blood. Did you know the prophet of God said I was royal seed? You said, well, you know, I hope I am. What? That'd be like saying I hope I'm a Longoria. It's too late for my hoping. Huh? Somebody said, well, you sure you're Longorian? I look like my mama. I got a part of my daddy. Hey,
You realize this is a crazy world. Margie was in the hospital the week before last. And I was in there, Brother Donnie. And this head nurse, y'all understand what I'm saying? The main dog. The one that's supposed to know everything next to the doctor. And she had this dumb man in there. She started asking me about chickens and things. She said, I understand you got chickens and you got this. And I said, yeah. Oh, she said, I'd love to have me one of these little bitty bitties. I said, you're going to grow up to be a little bit chicken. She said, I think I'll get me some chickens and start raising me some. I said, you got to have a rooster. You do. My wife's in this hospital. My wife's in here. She wants to know if you got to have a rooster to have some baby chickens. I got hot flashes. I said, ma'am, how did you get your child? Chickens come just like babies come. You got to have a male. I did not know that. This is people doctoring people. I said, ma'am, don't you realize there's got to be a sperm from somewhere? The other nurse comes in there, one of the RNs, she said, did you know that you had to have a rooster if you're ever going to have bitties to hatch? Well, I didn't know that. So, God, I got to get her out of here. This is the day we're living in. Somebody tells them, mix up this much, give them a shot. Okay. Is there something wrong with this picture? I mean, you know, where are we at? Total chaos. Amen. You know, you prayed for me, Brother Donnie. Amen. Kept in contact. You know, I was in the hospital for a while. They said I had pneumonia. And I told them, I said, hey, I got to get out of here right now. I got to go. You going out of here? I said, yeah, I'm getting out of here. This ain't no place for sick people. I don't think it's funny. That's the truth. The doctor said, you're going to get out of here. I said, I'm leaving. I've had it. These walls done fell in on me. I ain't going to get out of here. You roll me in. I mean, I walk in here and you're going to roll me out. I'm getting out of here now. My wife looks over the doctor and said, he's hard-headed. I said, I may be hard-headed, but I'm getting out of here. He said, well, you know, you still got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I said, let me tell you what. Hey, man, if I come back next week, I'm going to still have a little bit of this and a little bit of that because you ain't done nothing. He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, you got to lose about 40 pounds. I said, I ain't paying you to tell me that I have to lose 40 pounds. I said, I'm smart enough to know I need to lose 40 pounds. You said, well, you're an idiot. No, I'm not an idiot. I knew that. Why in the world I need to pay somebody, amen, tell me I need to get skinny? Come on, church. What about a preacher get up here, just baby around? Amen. He really don't know who God is. He really can't point you to a God. He points you, amen, to somebody that somebody said, what do you know about it? You mean to tell me somebody's, amen, is riding a clergy tag and he's never met God himself? There's something wrong with this picture. Amen. Church, let me tell you what. If we ever need the Holy Ghost, it's now. I know people won't preach the Holy Ghost because they think you're predestinated. You're going to come anyhow. Let me tell you what. Brother Ben said there's going to be a disappointment at the judgment. And it ain't going to be for the harlot. And it ain't going to be for the bootlegger.
But them that thought, amen, they sat under a message church. He's already told us to come out of the Baptist. He's already told us to come out of Pentecost. But I think we ought to come out of this. Let me tell you what. Church, amen, in every year's gone by, there wasn't a big crowd. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about a real birth. It's your soul was crying out. And it caused Jesus to come down to your house. Huh? It causes Jesus to come right where you at. Did you realize, amen, that sea, amen, didn't mean nothing to him? I've got to cross it. I hear that soul crying out. Huh? I hear that soul crying. Amen. I've got to get over there. And if his disciples could tell him, he said, hey man, look up yonder. There's a wild man. I see a wild man. He said, you know what I heard in town? That this guy hurt people. And Jesus, amen, his flesh man could have said, it's a toughie. Come on, church. I've said a few times when I've seen people come to the altar, it's a toughie. Amen. Come on. I heard Brother Donnie saying about a powerless religion. I preached on a powerless religion the other day. And guess what? The devil got loose in my church. Huh? Oh, man. Hey, man, what are we going to do with this thing? Amen. I'm going to tell you what, church. You don't realize, amen, you get the Holy Ghost, amen, you get the Word, amen. The devil starts trembling. Amen. But the thing about it is, church, you don't have to be afraid. And I thought, you know, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Amen. Amen. They say, we're created in His own image. What does God look? Look beyond the veil and you'll see another God. You're not getting out of here because your name is Howl or Horn. You're going because His image. What He created. You know what Paul said? He wanted a church of himself. Is that right? He was a church of himself. He don't want one just because you say glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He wants something of himself. It's all right to do all of that. I ain't saying nothing wrong with that. Amen. But he wants somebody of himself. Come on. Let's just be honest. You do more for your own kid than you would somebody else's. Okay. Let me tell you what. Brother Brown said, you know what? If you don't, you're as bad as an infidel. I said, if God don't take care of me, what makes him? The prophet of God said, amen. The Bible says, amen. You deny the faith. Amen. If you don't provide for your own, you're as bad as an infidel. Okay? Then if God created me, then if He don't take care of me, what does that make Him? I know. Some of you like to be like you are. Always down. Somebody, you know what? A lot of people, you know, when they're sick, they get a little pity and a little petting. Huh? Amen. I'd rather be out, up. I listened to this tape one time. It's so, they call him the hobo preacher. And you know what he said? His mama used to have to walk in the rain. She's a Baptist. I know you don't believe this, but anyhow. She's an old Baptist woman, and she walked 2 miles in the rain. Come on, trust me. There ain't none of us going to walk in the rain. If we did, we wouldn't be fitting for nothing there. Donnie, he never would have enough sermons preached to us. He said his mama, Brother Donnie, when she got to the church, pouring down rain, verse flowing, she slung that door and she screamed as loud as she said, "Glory to God, Brother Thomas, I'm just so glad to be here." Rain just pouring down on me. They don't come to my church. I don't have many of them. I don't have many of them. That air conditioner, Brother Homer, did you realize, do you think we got to have that air so high? You think it's got to be so cold in here? Do you know I don't even know how to run a thermostat? That ain't my job. What are you getting on me for? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You can't do nothing. It's too cold. It's a little cold in here. Get in the spirit. Raise your hand once in a while. Play like you're at the grocery store grabbing something off the shelf. You walk in, the heater's on, and the first word you hear, do they have to have it so hot in here? I said, Lord, the old saying, some like it hot, some like it cold. Some like it 3 days old. What am I supposed to do? Give me a message for the hot people? Give me a message for the cold people? Amen. You know, and they'll sit there and they get nothing. But we all going to heaven. Wonder if the temperature is going to be right when we get there. Because if you go to hell, you can't adjust the temperature. Huh? Come on. You said that's funny, Brother Holmes. Well, come on. You do that in church. Come on. Do you realize who you are? Huh? Do you realize who you are? You've been created in His image. You're above average people. Look, you're not Egyptians. You're not coming out of Egypt. They come out of Egypt murmuring and complaining. Joshua was just glad to be out of Egypt. I'm just glad to be out of Egypt. I'm glad to be out of the world. I'm glad to be out of the church world. I'm glad to, amen, I'm glad I found my roots, amen. I'm glad and amen, and I'm just not an ordinary person. I'm above average. Boy, I saw Prince William the other day, and Kate, and had this little George. And they look down at, when they look down, they look at royalty. Right? And he had a dress on. I said, this is royalty. Already bringing him up perverted. Somebody said, well, you know, it don't hurt to put a little dress on a little old boy when he's... You're sick. Baby ain't sick, you are. He said, train up a child. Some people turn, amen, they got these little old boys and look like he's going to be a jockey. Little short bitches way up here, little bow tie. Look like you'll put him on there, he's going to ride, amen, he's a jockey. Make a man out of him. You ain't raising perverts. You're a different class of people. Brother Bram didn't preach amen. He didn't preach standard amen. Amen. Just for so somebody could say, well, I need to dress him this way. I need to do this. Amen. No. He was trying to make a person out of you. Can you imagine you royalty? Do you really know that? Hey, look at old Harry, Prince Harry. I mean, he's wild as a buck. but he's royalty. Huh? You know what? He wouldn't shun being in the service. Right? Yeah, I want to go to Afghanistan. I want to go. Hey, look, my fellow man's over there. Hey, man, I want to go because I'm a serviceman. And I thought, you coming here this morning? You're a serviceman. You ought to be something. Amen. Amen. They ought to be so proud to sling them doors open. Not stand in that vestibule for 30 minutes of time to start. I don't care how many deer you kill. Don't kill them out there. Don't dress them out there. Come on in here. You're a serviceman. People can't hardly get out of the church. Amen. Somebody's killing a deer. It's fine if you want to kill a deer. That's wonderful. Amen. Go ahead and kill it. Amen. But not in church. If he come to church, maybe he'll get converted. Nothing wrong with hunting. Nothing wrong with that. But not here. You know, people's got something they want to tell somebody, and they'll wait to almost church time, pacing the floor back there, waiting till they come. When you ought to be praying. You ought to be reading your Bible. You're royalty. You're above average. You're not just an ordinary person. You're not just somebody. You're not just anybody. You're a part of the body. Is this all right? Look, Donnie said he'd take me out to lunch and I'll be going just a minute. Y'all hang on. See, we have royalty blood. Why? Why do I have royalty? He breathed into my nostrils. He breathed into my nostrils. He put his life into me. I'm supposed to act like him. I'm supposed to be like him. Amen. He breathed into my nostrils. I become a living soul. Whew. Y'all not getting that picture? Oh, we've heard all this before. You ain't never heard it from me. I've come to tell you, along with him, who you really are. You know when Prince Harry and Prince William walks out, there's people walks beside them. That ain't protection. You ought to see them when I walk out. There's a company of angels coming right by me. I got so many company to me. You said, I don't see them. You ain't supposed to. They Secret Service people. You ain't supposed to see them. They secret people. Amen. They watching me. They ain't worried about you. Huh? I mean, they watching over me. Amen. I can't lose. My Bible says surely goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life. You said, man, you really believe this? More than I believe you sitting there. Amen. I got that blood in me. Brother Brim said, if I had John Dillon, just I'd have some guns. Beethoven. I'd be sitting down over writing some music. Huh? But I got that blood in me. Somebody said, well, you know, Brother Homer, I tell you what, I really want to believe that. I was born to be that. I was born to be a son of God. I said, if I go on by the way of the grave, don't put my name there. Just put over there, here lies a son of God. Because Brother Brown said, now are we, the Bible said, of sons and daughters of God. You don't have to identify me by my natural name. Just let your, I want you to just know who I really am. Don't give all the glory to mom and daddy. Give it to God for bringing me in here. Huh? You know, mama had one boy. She had me. She had four more. And then there I was. What am I going to do with them? You know what? She asked her Baptist preacher one time. She said, what am I going to do with them? You know what he said? I'm going to Baptist church. I'm a Baptist member. She said, well, he said, well, he may make a good Pentecostal. I thought, they don't even want me. So I had to leave. Amen. Why? Because there's a different kind of blood in you. Oh, my. Amen. You look out there, and amen, and you go through the newsstand, and there's Prince William, and there, you know, my God, sisters, all of y'all have had babies. Ain't no big deal. They put your name on People's Magazine. They ought to. But if you're a real son and daughter of God, you just brought forth another son or another daughter. Praise the Lord. Amen? Okay. You said go on. Okay. That's what he said. So he said he breathes his life into your nostrils. He don't breathe something else. He breathes his life. What was he? King of kings. Amen. Lord of lords. Amen. Who am I? Who am I? I have to be what he is. You got to be what he is. And when you go out, amen, when you leave here today and you out about your business, remember you're above average. You're not just somebody. Do you realize when Prince walks out of his home, we know it in America, I could care less. But it's all over our newspaper. It's all over the magazines. Amen. Why? Because he's royalty. He's royalty. And they want the whole world to know royalty stepped out. And you know he's always grinning. And you know what? Here we're royalty and we walk out we like we've been weaned on persimmon juice.
Amen. Hit it, bro. Right.
I tell you one thing, that preacher preached too long.
Yes.
Come on. I tell you what, I don't understand why Donnie wants to have a Saturday night service when you know the ball game's going on. Come on, church. If, amen. He ain't gonna stop you from going. Because you're going to go anyhow. Right? Because that's, you know what? You'd rather be down there hollering than down here shouting. Well, ain't the truth. Phone rings. Who's preaching tonight, Brother Donnie? Who's preaching tonight? Why? Well, I just kind of want to hear you tonight. Oh, you did? Well, why'd you go to sleep? That's what most people do. You know what? It's the easiest place to sleep is in the church. If I ever miss a good night's rest, I want to go to church. You know what Brother Brown said? 1952, believe in God, that preacher holds the devil back. He ain't out there. He's got the devil back here. And all you.
He ain't bothering me right now. You know what? He's bothering him because he's trying to hold him back off of you. Remember, Brother Bannon said, preacher can't heal you. But he said he can hold the devil back until faith takes a hold. He hold the devil back. Come on, church. You know what? He may be trying to hold the devil back, amen. And you know, really, you're not trying to put nothing in it. And he's working himself. You know, we ought to have so much respect for him. Amen. Why? He's sitting there holding that. See, the thing about it is, he don't have to hear about your news. He don't have to hear about your problem. The Word is a discerner. The Word's coming by and discerning you, and you may not have a clue how he found it out. You know, sometimes you see the brothers come up here and hand a note. And they hand it to Louis. God knows what Louis is going to say. He gets that note and he'll read it and he'll try to make out what it's saying and all that. Come on. When he walks up here, there's a little angel hands him a note. Maybe your problem. You don't see him walk up there and hand him that note. But he's sitting there handing him that note and all of a sudden the preacher feels pulled. Why? Because the angel of the Lord just, amen, handed him a note that you got this kind of problem. So now he's going to leave his notes and he's going to see if they don't have a problem. And you know what? Then Brother Donnie says, boy, why did I go that way? The angel handed him a note. You need to speak this morning. Amen. But you know what? If you don't give him reverence, amen, another spirit can pull him off over here. Amen. Is that 12 o'clock? 12 o'clock, man, my people had a heart attack. Is that 12 o'clock? It is 12 o'clock, ain't it? What time did we come? I want you to watch something. I want to show you something. Can I have just a few more minutes? I won't hold you long. My God, I got to ride to the house. Amen. What's what Brother Ben said? He said when he had to die, amen, he could not hold that life. Amen. He never died, but he had to give that life. Amen. And when he gave that life, he died a death. And his precious soul, as the Bible said, descended into hell. Amen. To take my place. To take my place. Watch it now. And your place. The royal seed of Abraham. What? He was the royal seed. Oh, glory. Now. Now. You are the royal seed. Now you are the royal seed. What did he do was, amen, he pulled you out. He pulled you out of hell. Breathe into your nostrils. You become royalty. You become above average. Amen. You're not just somebody sitting on a pew. Amen. There's a God man sitting there. Is that all right, Brother Donnie? Oh, we talk about Abraham's seed. Amen. The royal seed of Abraham. That's you. He breathed in you. He went down into hell. Picked you up. Prigged you up. Breathed into you. Maybe you didn't need grace like I did. Amen. I needed it, Brother Horn. I needed grace. I didn't need disgrace. I needed grace. Look what he said. Now, we are the royal seed. What? That stage with the Word. Wonder what all these people thought, hey man, when they started saying, hey man, this thing ain't right. They just got caught up in the cabin.
They just in the amen in the palace, but they're not part of royalty. They're not part of royalty. Amen. God, don't let that be here this morning. You just got caught up here. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you what, church. I don't care how strange this word seems. Say, God, I don't understand that, but I'm gonna do it anyhow. Huh? I saw a little deal the other day. It was kind of funny. These two gas men went up and checking this woman's gas meter. And this older supervisor, he said, I'll race you to the truck just to see how good you are. So they took off running. I'm in this running as hard as you could go. And all of a sudden, they looked back. And that woman was right behind them. And she was just a panting. And they said, ma'am, why are you running? She said, when I seen two gas men running. She said, I saw two gas men running. I knew it was time for running. Come on, church. We sing that song, I feel like running all the way home. Amen. Who's behind me? When a man, amen, is running with a ball, run with him. Look behind there, amen. There's something. Why are you back there? Why? Amen. I don't know. But if Donnie Reagan's going to run, I'm running too. I'm going to run, amen. Come on, church. If the church is on the move, I'm going to move with it. I'm going with it. If the pillar fire moves, I'm moving with it. It's time, church. You can't play church no longer. It's time to move with the church. If I see Donnie on the move, if I see Donnie preaching something, I want to run behind him. Praise the Lord. Ma'am, why are you running? Well, let me tell you what, if a gas man's running, I'm going to run too. I didn't know my house was going to blow up. See, what, you know, it's so simple. Two men just running, see which you outrun the other, and somebody got in the race. Come on, church. Your Bible says, amen, the prophet of God said, shepherds you. He's to lead you. If he's getting a little faster, get faster with him. Amen. Don't lag behind. Your house may blow up. Come on, church. If he meant bringing correction. Boy, I love that message he brought. Amen. On cutting your hair. Man, I thought that was, hey, that's wonderful. If you even thought about putting a pair of scissors, just trim the edges. Run with him. Get behind him. Your head's fixing to blow up. Get behind him, amen. Amen. Something's fixing to happen. He's trying to get you to run with him. Come on, church. If the word of God says it, let's run with it. Amen. Why? There's, amen, coming destruction. There's coming chaos. But if we'll run with the word. Amen. Amen. And I thought that was a pretty good little thing. She got so excited because she saw the men that really had some control over her place. That man's got some control over your soul. So I'll tell you one thing. If he has you again, I ain't coming. Let me tell you what, I may come back Wednesday. Come on, church. Have enough, amen, have enough into this man to know he's trying to lead you. Amen. Oh, I must have, you know, Brother Donnie acts like a little Pentecost. He ought to act like a whole lot of Pentecost. Because you know what? That's the original church. Brother Ben talked about the continuation of the book of Acts. So if he's talking that, amen. Amen. Church, you ought to start running with him. Somebody said, well, I'll tell you one thing. It's called Dunny Dances. Huh? I ain't going to do it. You know what? Brother Bram thought that too. Yeah. Prophet God thought about that too. Huh? Women out there are going to tear church up. All it took was a little pat of the foot. Brother Bram said you got to throw up a rock. Huh? Oh, come on, church. Amen. Oh, this is our prophet of God. I mean, he started patting his foot. Come on, let's see if you can pat your feet. I ain't going to do it because you said to. But that's all right. You're probably going to sit there then. I tell you one thing. You let Tennessee start doing something, you won't pat nothing just a foot. Some of you quiet church house mouse go to the Tennessee game. You wonder where they even got them vocal cords because they don't use them at church. One church, Brother Brown said they're going to tear up my church. He got the pat in his foot. Prophet of God said, next thing I know, he went and hid behind the pulpit. No, he was out there doing whatever step they were doing. You mean that? That's what he said. If he lied about that, what did he lie about? What else did he lie about? I don't think he lied about that. I don't ever understand why he got so happy he had to stand up and jump up on the pulpit. I think a young man can do that. I don't think I could do it unless something get on me. Brother Brown said that old black man said he come out there and Brother Brown said I feel sorry for him. You know what? Amen. He was above average. He was above average. Prophet of God said, you know what? He said, I'm sitting out there and said, why in the world did they have that old man? He said, it wasn't long. He said, I'm sitting there. Why in the world have they got me? If that would do that to an old man, what would it do if he got on me? He showed what would happen if it got on him. He jumps up on the Bible stand. What I always wondered, why in the world did Brother Bam get out there on that floor with his preacher leg rolled up? I guess he felt like his preacher leg going to get in his way. Come on, church. Come on. Amen. There's a hell to shun. Brother Bam said in the church aid book, he said, you know what? We've become an invincible army. That word invincible, you can't be conquered. You can't be conquered. And I want to tell you something, church. Amen. Amen. If he's ever breathing, amen, his life into your nostrils, you can't be conquered. There ain't a devil in hell can stop you. There ain't a devil in hell cause you, amen, deviate from the word. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'll tell you one thing. The people left the message. I can just about see what they was talking about. No, you can't. That's all the devil wants to know. If you just about can see. I can't see why they left. Amen. I can't see why they left. You know, why in the world, when you got a 7-course meal, you'd go eat out of the garbage can? Why would you got clean food? I mean, everything's pretty. Amen. Brother Ben said, look, that man that prepares that food's got to have clean hands. He ain't picking his nose. He ain't scratching his head. He's preparing his 7-course meal. Why would you want to leave that? I told my church, I said, even if it was wrong, it's the best way to live. Made a better man out of me. Put me back in my home where I belong. Made a better daddy out of me. Amen. Amen. It made a whole lot better. Amen. So if it's wrong, please don't tell nobody. Don't tell me. It's like that little girl said one time. Amen. She heard these men. Amen. Said, I ain't no Jesus. She said, don't tell my daddy. Don't tell my daddy. Because he was a drunk. He used to beat my mama. But somebody told him about this Jesus. And he's been changed ever since. He's not the same man no more. So don't tell him any different. Hallelujah. Don't tell me no difference. Let me go on and believe he's a deliverer. He's a satisfier. He's a way maker. He changes lives. Stand your feet and tell God how great thou art. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. You've been changed. There's a real Jesus. There's a real Jesus. There's a real Word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's feeding you, church. Amen. Start running with Him. The crowd that you used to run. Amen. It was death. But now we're running. Amen. I feel like I'll just run the last mile home. Is that all right? Amen. Brother Donnie, come. Amen. Amen. You love Him this morning? Amen. You believe you're above average this morning? You're not just somebody. You're not anybody. You're part of the body of Christ. He made you. He breathed into you. I didn't do that. My daddy didn't do that. But he did. God bless you, man.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing together. I'm a child of the King. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sins, wretched and poor, lost and lonely with Him, and wondrous compassion. Thank God. Of all kings, in pity and great love, put me under. Everybody now, think about what you're saying. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm not ordinary. I'm out of the ordinary. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood. Yes, Lord. And I was wretched and so poor, now can sing. Praise God. Praise God. I'm a child. In His blood, I'm clothed in His love, and someday we'll sing with the angel above. Everybody, oh yes, oh yes, I.
I'm a child of the King. Thank you.
To the Lamb. Enjoy the word today. Aren't you glad that God took us from where we were and was able to turn us into what we are by His grace? So appreciate you coming today. The visitors that are here with us, we certainly appreciate you being here. Appreciate Brother Homer coming up and being with us. Amen. We love our brother. Appreciate it so much. Thank you, Lord. Let's just bow our heads together and we'll pray together as we go. Heavenly Father, we so love you today. I know we address you this way so frequently when we call you Father. But may it not be done, Lord, in a way to where it's so common to us that we realize what a great price was paid, that we would have the right to call you Father. I don't want to just say that to you because it's something that everybody else says. I say it to you because of relationship. When my daddy, Don Reagan, was alive, I could call him daddy. All the rest of the men in this church could have called him that, but they had no right to because he was my father. But Lord Jesus, today I call you my father, not because it's the Christian thing to do, not because it's the religious thing to do. I do it because it's the right thing to do. You are my Father. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your protection. Thank you for all that you mean to us. May your grace go with each of us now, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, those that have traveled in for the wedding this weekend, may you go with them now as they go back their way. May the presence of God watch over them. Lord Jesus, how we long for that time when we all will gather together there in the great paradise of God. All the children of God are gathered around the throne. Our bodies will be changed. Everything about us will be birthed into that image. Lord Jesus, keep us until that great day arrives. Grant it, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Go in the fear of God. Let's sing as we go. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood. God bless you.